Right, well, sheep is our subject, and the Good Shepherd. And we've got a verse up here, which is a well-known verse from Isaiah, and it says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We all, like sheep, have gone astray." And that verse goes on to say, each of us has turned his own way. Each of us has turned his own way. And what this is saying is that we're all like sheep. You might feel a bit insulted to be said that you're like a sheep, but the Bible tells us that we are like sheep and we go our own way. Sheep will go off after a nice bit of grass and they have a very sort of selfish life in that respect. They're just going round looking for the nice next bit of grass, and they take their eye off the big issues of life, and we are like that. And so what does it mean that we are like sheep? What does it mean? Well, I've got a little bit of a quiz here for us to see what it's like to be like sheep. Now, the quiz is to fill in the missing letters and to say what kind of sheep this is. And I've put a little clue there to help if you're struggling. Now, can anyone shout out the answer to this one?
Jacob.
Oh, very good, very good. Let's see, that's right. Good, let's have a look at the next one. Whoa, what about him? He's nice, isn't he? Suffolk? Yes, yes, right. And the next one. Oh, now this is for Francis might get this one. The clue is Scotland. They're Shetland sheep. Shetland sheep. Yes, lovely, lovely little lamb there, isn't it? Now, what about the next one? Oh, now it's getting a bit more difficult now. Yorkshire's the clue. Swaledale. Oh, well done, Chris. The master of the quiz is here, and he knows the answer. Yes, isn't he lovely? I love that Swaledale. He's lovely. Now, the next one is really a bit more difficult again. Let's have a look at... Oh, no, it's not. This is my favourite sheep. My favourite sheep from the Lake District. Herdwick. Yes, yes. Aren't they beautiful, lovely sheep, Herdies? And the next one, now this is a difficult one. How about him? I couldn't think of a clue for him, so I just said he's cuddly. And he is the cuddliest sheep I've ever seen. Isn't he lovely? Oh, you just like to get hold of him, wouldn't you? What kind of sheep is he? Oh, have I beaten everybody? Don't know? Right, let's have a look. He's a Corriedale sheep. And I just love his hairstyle. That's what you call a mullet, I think it's called. But he's gorgeous, isn't he? So these are sheep. Now, let's have a look at them. There they are. There they are. Now, they're all sheep, and we are like sheep. They're all sheep. But they're all different. They're all different, these sheep. Look at them. Some have got horns. Some of them haven't. Some of them have got... white faces and black faces and black and white faces. They're all different. They've all got different fleeces. Look at how different they are. But they've got some things in common as well. They've all got ears. They've all got ears so they can hear. So that means that they've got the potential to hear the shepherd. And we've seen the shepherd calling the sheep. And they can only come because God's given them ears to hear. Ears to hear. And the other thing about them is that they've all got names. They've all got names. Swaledale, Shetland, Corriedale. They've all got names. And we are like sheep. We've got ears, so we've got the potential to hear the word of God. And we've got names, so we can respond. Because God calls us by name, by name. So I'd like to, we're going to sing another song now, but just bear in mind this fact that we are like sheep. We're like sheep. We've got names and we've got ears. Right, now, here's our friends, the sheep. Can you remember what they're called? Can we run along the top line? Let's get our brains in action, the top corner. Herdwick, middle one. Suffolk, yes, and the beautiful Swaledale. Then, oh, we know what the lamb is. It's Shetland. And old Jacob there. And Cuddly Corriedale. Very good. Well done. Well, what I'd like to do is just share some thoughts about sheep, and in particular about the sheep pen. The sheep pen. And we've got a picture of the sheep pen here. And can you see? Is it clear? Yes. You can see there's some sheep inside the pen. They're safe inside. There's not many there. In reality, it would be packed with sheep. And there you can see the shepherd on guard in the doorway. Can you see him? And it just struck me that there might be some observations that we can make about the sheep pen. And the first one that struck me, oh no, we're calling it a sheep pen, but and then the NIV it calls a sheep pen, but it's a sheep fold. Fold. Have you heard the word fold? It's a sheep fold as well. And the first point that I'd like to just draw your attention to is that there's one wall. One wall. And this wall, as you can see, is fit for purpose. It's got no gaps in it. It's a real a good wall, and it does its job. And its job is to provide a safe haven for the sheep. And that's the significance of the sheepfold. And this one is made out of it's a dry stone wall. And it just strikes me that there was an awful lot of effort went into making that sheep pen. Because it's not just building the wall, but it's collecting the stones. And it must have taken the shepherd a long time to collect the stones and then to build them up into such a high wall. And a great deal of effort has gone into making this wall. And I think there's a lesson there for us, because God has gone to a great deal of effort through our Lord Jesus to make a place that's for us to be safe in. And that's not in a sheep pen, but in his arms, hasn't he? But he's really put a tremendous effort into that. Now, I'd just like to imagine the situation if that fold didn't exist. Just imagine it's not there. The sheep would be in terrific danger. They'd be in real danger. In the passage that we're looking at today, John 10, it talks about wolves that are roaming around, and the sheep would be absolutely helpless. They can't save themselves from an attack from a wolf, and they'd be in terrible danger were it not for the sheepfold, for the pen. And that reminds us that we are in danger as well, not from wolves, but from Satan. From Satan. And the Bible tells us that he's roaming the earth, wants to devour us and keep us from God. And so just imagine what it would be like if there wasn't a fold there. We'd be in danger. But do we really appreciate the danger that we're in? Do we realize that we absolutely have to get ourselves into this sheep pen and be safe inside? That's the big question for us. And you know, when Jesus was telling this story, he was telling it to Jews, and they were looking at this sheep pen, perhaps, and thinking, well, this is for us. And it was for the Jews. But in this passage, Jesus talks about another fold, another set of people that he wants to come into the fold. And that's us. The Gentiles, you and me. So all this effort that God's gone to make this safety available to us, to build this pen for us, is for Gentiles as well. It's especially for us. And really, it's awful to think that we ignore it. God's gone to all this effort for us, for me, and yet we ignore it. We ignore the cost of the provision that he's made. And we ignore the danger that we're in without Christ. And this special provision that God's made is wonderful and shouldn't be just ignored by us. So that's one wall. The second thing I'd say is that there's one gate. One gate. There's one way into this fold and only one way in. And that way is by way of the shepherd. And it's by way for us of Jesus. There's no other way. There's one way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. The children sing that. And it's through Jesus and Jesus' truth and what we read in the Bible and the gospel message which is proclaimed to us. And that's the way, that's the one gate, the only way to get into this safety, to get into heaven, into get into Christ. But not only is there only one gate, there's only one gatekeeper. Only one gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper is Jesus, and he decides who goes in and who comes out. And the wonderful news this morning is that Jesus is calling us by name. Calling us by name. He knows each one of us. He knows. He doesn't just look at us as a load of sheep. He looks at us as individuals. And he knows our name. And he's calling our name. Can you hear this name? Are you listening? You've been given ears to hear. Are you listening for your name, for the voice of God? Can you recognize that you need him because of the danger that you're in? There's one way. One way, that's Jesus. He is the gate. He calls himself the door, don't you? Knock and he should come in. He is the way in. And this is a personal invitation. A personal invitation. He doesn't save us by groups or herds. He saves us as individuals. And each sheep must individually go through that gate to get into the company of God's people. Each sheep has to make the answer. Each one of us has to respond individually. Individually. The sad thing is that we are like sheep and we have got our priorities wrong. And we're tied up with this world and we're ignoring that we need to get ourselves through this one gate. One wall, one gate, one shepherd. One shepherd. And that's our Lord Jesus. He's the good shepherd. The good shepherd, our chapter tells us, lays his life down for the sheep. And, you know, that's exactly what Jesus has done for us. He's laid down his life for us. The passage talks about a hireling, you know, a man who's not the true shepherd, and he would run off and leave us. But the true shepherd, the Lord Jesus, went all the way to Calvary, all the way to the cross for us. And, you know, it's that Calvary love that proves that the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. The sheep trust the shepherd and they trust him because they know that that shepherd loves them. And we trust Jesus because we know that he loves us. And we know he loves us because he went to Calvary for us. He went to the cross. That's the proof that he loves us. But you know, it's even more marvelous than that. More marvelous than that. Now, just think of this. Think of the shepherd. Think of the shepherd. Here is a shepherd, and he's got two sheep, two ewes, and they've both lambed. And the first sheep has twins, two little lambs. But This sheep knows by its nature that she can't feed the two lambs. So she takes the bigger lamb and feeds the big lamb, but she rejects the little lamb because there's no way she can bring them both up. So she has this awful choice to make. This is in the wilderness where there isn't great grass and things. This is what the sheep know, and she rejects this lamb. The other sheep has one lamb, but this lamb dies and is dead. So you've got a mother sheep and no lamb for her to feed. And of course, the sheep's distraught. Now, what does the shepherd do? Well, the shepherd does this. He goes and he takes the dead lamb and he takes his knife and he cuts off the fleece off this dead lamb. And he peels the skin and the fleece off that lamb. And he then takes it and he puts it on the rejected lamb. On the rejected lamb. And he clothes it in the fleece of the dead lamb. And then he gives the rejected lamb to the sheep whose lamb had died. And she sniffs it and she smells her own lamb. She knows this lamb is hers, and so this sheep that had the dead lamb feeds this little sheep, and so both the twins survive and prosper. Now, that's a lovely story, but it's got a terrific meaning for us today, and it's this. When God looks at us, he doesn't see our righteousness, what we're clothed in. They're filthy rags. As far as God's concerned, we're sinners and we're spoiled. No, when God looks at us, he sees us clothed in Christ's righteousness. And he sees Christ there. And he doesn't see our imperfections and our sin. He sees Christ. And we are in a wonderful way in Christ and under his protection and in the safety of what he does. Now, isn't that a story which just shows the richness of what God's done for us? He hasn't just saved us, but he's clothed us in Christ's righteousness so that we might live. We were dead, but now we can live because of Christ. Now, that is a wonderful thought for us to take out into the week. So just to close, in the Holy Land, the sheep follow the shepherd. They follow him. They hear his voice and they follow him. And here is a picture of the sheep following the shepherd. Now, in this country, the shepherd follows the sheep, doesn't he? And he has sheepdogs. And we've been thinking, we haven't thought much about sheepdogs today, but it's different here. The sheep follow the shepherd. And that's exactly what we should be doing. We are the sheep, we're like sheep, and we need to follow the good shepherd. And the good shepherd is Jesus. And you should hear his call today. Hear his call. Hear his voice. He's calling your name. Your name. He knows you personally. He knows all about you. He knows about your sin. He knows about you, these filthy rags that we have with our own righteousness. But he knows your name and he sees Christ when he looks at you. It's wonderful what he's done. So there's one wall, and that gives us eternal security, eternal safety, and that's provided us by Jesus. There's one gate. There's no other way than the way of repentance and forgiveness of sin and going honestly before God and accepting his salvation. It's his gift, and that's the only way to go in. There's one way. There's people tell you there's all sorts of ways. You can do good works, you can do this, you can do that. There isn't. The Bible tells us there's one way, and that's by the one gate, which is the Lord Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus, because he is the one shepherd who laid down his life for you and for me. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Shall we just close in prayer? Father, we thank you that you remind us about the sheep. We think of that shepherd on the hillside calling out into the mist the neigh to his sheep, and the sheep come to him. Father, we truly believe that you're calling out to us this morning to come to the shepherd, the good shepherd. Come to Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that if anybody in the room who hasn't made that step of faith yet, that you'll speak to them today. Call their name, Lord. Let them hear. And Lord, for those who have made this wonderful commitment to you and do know you as the Good Shepherd, then let us be followers of Jesus in the coming days. We ask this in his precious name. Amen.